Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:03 British summer time, and a beautiful spring or early summer day it is here with temperatures about 20 degrees and we're all in t-shirts. But this has been quite an interesting day here in the markets. There was two pretty big pieces of news came out today. The first was that service growth in the US unexpectedly accelerated and March factory orders jumped. So that had an impact on treasuries and on stocks because it was increasing or strengthening the specter that of interest rates rising. There were also some inventory figures for oil and gas came out, and they were stronger than anticipated. So the oil price got hit as well. But first, to have a look at stock markets. Well, Japan is closed for Golden Week, so you won't hear anything about Japan from us for a couple of days. Hong Kong was up almost 1%, off the highs, but still, that's really a really very good move. Closing in on those 2,000 highs around the 18,000 mark, so that's so Hong Kong is really looking really very good. The A shares are also closed. We're also closed in here today, but they posted a really good dynamic on the 28th last Friday, so. There's not much of a lead there today on from China, but what we are looking at here is that the Chinese domestic market is starting to pick up, and Hong Kong is increasingly starting or increasingly reflecting what's happening on mainland China. So Hong Kong really is looking quite good. It would really need quite a large downward dynamic to take the wind out of its sails, the way things are going right now. Europe at the moment mostly closed. Actually, sorry, it's almost completely closed. Off quite a bit. You saw there that the Swiss chart I put up, downward dynamic today. It's down 1.36%, exactly the same amount as the DAX, in fact. But what the characterizing aspect of a lot of these European markets is that they're losing momentum. While they're making marginal new highs, you're getting increasing number of downward dynamics, and particularly Switzerland, you're getting very much a rounding around here of the top. So what this market needs to do is to put in some serious upward dynamics and move back into an uptrend. The longer it doesn't do that, and the more rounding around we get, the greater the likelihood is that the selling pressure is going to gain pace. And of course, stock markets in Europe today are also well, there's a bit of contagion from the malaise you're getting in the US with regard to this the fear of higher interest rates. I think a lot of people are nervous given what Bernanke said last week about rates being close to a short-term peak, and then that they might that he might pause for a month or a session and then start rising again. But every piece of additional news here that points to strengthen the economy is going to increase the risks, and indeed the fears that there are going to be further rate hikes. I personally think that rate hikes are probably going to surprise on the upside, that we're going to get more than people think that we're going to get, because with commodities as high as they are and increasingly going upwards, that can't but eventually hit the overall inflation levels. Now, quickly taking a look at oil. Oil has had quite an interesting day today. It went on the front month, it went up to $75, making a marginal new high. But right now, it's almost right at the bottom of the range, of the day's range. It's down 171. So that's a key day reversal on oil. And it's in the region of the prior high from last week. So if we get any kind of follow through tomorrow, that is going to put it under a bit of pressure. Like I said yesterday, the lows that we saw last week are potentially important, because if it can hold above these lows, and indeed hold above $70 on oil, then that's really going to be a quite a bullish point. On the other hand, if it breaks below that and moves back below $70 into that range that we've seen over the last number of months, then that's going to take the wind out of its sails, at least in the short to medium term. So it really is still all to play for in the oil and in the energy markets. Natural gas is quite weak in here as well. It's down to 5.57, so down 17.5 cents in here today. So I just had a look at that the oil natural gas ratio, and it's up around 11 now, which really is quite high. The historic highs are around 12, so it'll be interesting to see if that's going to weaken any further relative to oil. But that is going to be rather interesting moving into the driving season and indeed into the hurricane season in the US. One of the arguments I've heard as a bear for oil is that, well, whatever shutout capacity there was from last year has been fixed, or sorry, has not been fixed. Anything that's out is already out, so it can't get destroyed twice. But of course, the thing is that that hurricanes needn't necessarily take the same path twice in a row, and indeed they didn't do it last year. They took almost completely separate paths, and there are plenty of oil platforms in the Gulf that were not hit directly by the hurricane, and there's a possibility that they may get hit this year. Again, that's a complete unknowable, but we do know that we're heading into hurricane season, so we can expect at least one, possibly two or three, that could move through that area. So that is going to be something to keep an eye on over the coming months. Gold and silver were also had an interesting day because they followed oil down initially, and when those figures came out in the US, they took a little bit of a dip as well. But gold, it has really got a lot of it back. It's quite a large range on the day. The high is close to 680. It's at 679.80 on the June contract, but the low is at 660, so a $20 range on the day. Currently, it's up to 230 at 669.50. So rather a large range on the day, but you can see that the bulls have it for the moment. Silver, on the other hand, has an even bigger percentage range because the low was at 1320 and the high was at 1452. It's currently sitting at 1385. So it's made up an awful lot of that loss that it's sustained, and this action is right in the region of the prior high. So I think that the market could well have been a little bit more nervous than it would normally have been, purely because we're back into this sort of historic high level. But with this enormous tail on the downside, on the bottom side of the candle, that's really quite bullish because what it tells us is that after this very sharp sell-off, there was plenty of orders down around that level to support the price, and it's rallied really quite quickly back up from there. So, provided it can hold above that low in the next couple of days or indeed advance again, that does show quite a lot of strength in the market. Again, if that low were to come off, or if we were to break through that low, today's low, that would tell us that the bears really do have it and we could be in for some further consolidation. Further consolidation really wouldn't be that surprising given the size of the downward dynamic, but this precious metals area is really quite hot at the moment. Palladium is down $4, but that uptrend is still intact, and the same goes for platinum. The uptrend is still intact. It's up just $1.30 right now at 11.86. I said that treasuries had got hit a little bit in here. It's not anywhere close to a dynamic. They're just down a little bit. Treasuries are down 6 points, 106, 01. That's the 30-year. The 10-year is down 4 points. Gilts down a little bit, point or 18 points at 109.46, and the bunds are down 115.26. So, what we continue to see weakness in the government bond sector right across the board. So when we look at markets, we often talk about commonality. This is a great example of commonality. It's pretty much all of the major government bond markets are declining right now, and there's no exception. Japan is weak as well. We haven't talked really about the soft commodities or the animal products at all recently, and that's purely because they haven't been doing really very much in comparison to the metals and the metals and energy sector. But Just to highlight a couple, orange juice had a very good upward dynamic yesterday. You haven't really had follow through on it today. It's made a new high, but it's falling back from that. But that upward dynamic certainly shows that there's a bit of strength there. Lumber had a very good move yesterday, but gave up an awful lot. Sorry, 2 days ago, we gave up an awful lot of it yesterday. So lumber is still rehabilitating. But the interesting chart I posted yesterday of feeder cattle, that was a fantastic upward dynamic we saw a couple of days ago, and it's held up that gain really quite well. We have seen support come in around the $100 level, which has been support in the past. If it were to break through this 105 level, put in a higher high, that would really help to break out of the downtrend that we've seen since last November. So that is one to keep an eye on. Now, moving looking at the currencies, you'll see in the interesting charts today that I posted that chart of the Aussie dollar. And that's important because it's broken that progression of lower highs since last year. So definitely broken the downtrend there. And well, it's got wide open space in front of it, and it would need a downward dynamic to break that move. So the Aussie dollar is strengthening. I can't imagine that the Australian government is particularly happy with that, but and they've obviously haven't done as good a job as the New Zealand government of talking the currency down. I'm wondering, as the Australian dollar approaches the highs that we saw last year, are we going to see some further bleating in Australia? And if any of our subscribers out there do hear of anything like that, please contact us. The Canadian dollar continues to strengthen and fell through 112 a couple of days ago. It's encountering a little bit of support around 110. It's at 110.58 right now. So well off the lows. Not surprising that it might find a little bit of support around the round number, and the trend has been steepening of late. It's had, let me count here, 3, 6, 7. This will be the 8th day on the downside, and some of those moves have been quite substantial. So a little bit of a bounce wouldn't really be, wouldn't do the downtrend any harm, and it is strengthening or steepening a little bit in here. Euro dollar is currently sitting at 126.48, so consolidating this break above the September high around the 126 level. Again, that's another trend that had steepened and is now consolidating the move. It wouldn't be surprising to see that same sort of consolidation in the Canadian dollar prior to further strengthening. So, with that in mind, it does look like the dollar is continuing to weaken in here versus pretty much everything. But there's plenty more currency charts in the chart library, and if there's anything at all that we can help you out with or anything we can add, please don't hesitate to contact us, and thank you very much.